Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and this is Michelle Murray, host of The Open Stage. Yes, we're back again, and for a very good reason. The upcoming MASC Songwriting Awards ceremony, sponsored by the Songwriters Association of Washington, is coming up this Sunday. And on the show this morning, we have a gold winner on the show. His name is Lawrence Bayer. He's a very talented singer-songwriter. And Lawrence, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, what a pleasure. Thanks, Michelle.
I believe I first met Lawrence, and correct me if I'm wrong, at another talented musician in the area. Richard Walton has a songwriting group that meets periodically, or usually on a weekly or biweekly basis. And that's kind of affiliated, I think, with the Baltimore Songwriters Association. And that's where I first met Lawrence. Am I correct? Am I remembering all that correctly?
I think that's right.
Yeah.
We actually meet once a month, second Tuesday, mm-hmm. in Richard's house, and that's in Ellicott City. And we've been doing that for 15 years.
Yeah. And I'm sure you've written a lot of songs in those 15 years. And you've got, as I was just mentioning in the introduction, Lawrence is a gold winner. Actually, he's won several awards this year in the 33rd Annual Mid-Atlantic Song Contest, as we call it, MASC for short, sponsored by the Songwriters Association of Washington. And Lawrence actually won in one of the songs we're going to play on the show today is a song that won the gold in the country bluegrass category, which is White Pass Railroad. But there were a couple others where I think you got an honorable mention and maybe a finalist in a couple of other categories. But we're going to definitely talk about White Pass Railroad because there's a lot of cool things to talk about in regards to that song. But first, if you could just kind of give a brief overview on a little bit about yourself as far as, you know, how long you've been writing songs, how you got started. From what I've read from your website, your parents are both musical, or your parents loved classical music and you studied piano. So I'll let you tell the rest.
Okay. Well, I grew up in Niagara Falls, New York, and my dad and my granddad were doctors, but my mom was a piano teacher, and she taught both on the American side of the Niagara River and also in Canada. And I started piano when I was 5, I think, and studied for about 7 years and then picked up a guitar. And that's been my primary instrument since then. I haven't played too much professionally as a performer, although in college my roommate and I had a band, and we were at Berkeley, and we played 6 nights a week at the Belgian Waffle House on the corner of Telegraph and Channing for $10 each a night, plus all the Belgian waffles we could eat, and that was quite the gig. But I really started writing about, 15, 17 years ago, something like that. I got involved with Baltimore Songwriting Association and have been working at it, and I've done 2 CDs so far, and really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, and I'm reading your, you know, you really, it sounds like you really started writing more seriously when you joined the Baltimore Songwriting Association, which is kind of a, it's very similar to the Songwriters Association of Washington, and I think really kind of helps to inspire, I think. You know, you meet other songwriters, there's songwriting circles, there's critiques, there's all sorts of things, I think, that kind of help that process, if you would. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, and it's accountability. I mean, if you have a date each month when you want to be able to present a new song, then that's kind of a deadline, and you have to get it done in time. And a lot of the songs were written the day before the songwriting circle, but but to have one each month, they're not all great, but you know, that's 12 a year times 15 years. A few of them turn out all right, and so it's a lot of fun, and I enjoy the folks who come together each month.
Yeah, it's a really great music community I think we have in this area. Now, this is interesting because one of your songs, White Pass Railroad, was a gold winner, as I mentioned. But there's several interesting things about this song. One is that it in 2009 it was included in Del McClory Band's Grammy-nominated Family Circle CD, but also it's part of this really cool project of yours, the Album of the Years project. So if you could tell us a little bit about that project and that song and what happened with that song, and then we can play that song.
Okay, great. Well, the genesis of the song goes back to our 25th wedding anniversary. My wife and I took a cruise up to Alaska. We'd never been there. We wanted to go there. And in Skagway, we did something called a Hilly Hike Rail Tour, where we took a helicopter up into the glaciers and then hiked through the national forest and came down on this narrow gauge railroad called the White Pass Railroad. And I'd never known much about the railroad, but when I read up about it, it's got a remarkable history. It was built during the Gold Rush in 1897, and it was a collaboration between a British banker, Thomas Tancred, and a railroad construction engineer, a guy named Michael Haney, and there was an army of prospectors trying to figure out how to get into the interior of Alaska. And with this railroad, they were able to facilitate that, and it was one of the engineering wonders of the world. So I wrote the song, and I sent it to the president of the railroad, and he loved it and said, hey, you know, let's do something together. And they paid me some money for the rights to use the song, and they gave me some money to produce it. And I reached out to Willie Nelson's manager, who said, well, Willie's not really recording anybody else's music right now. And I spoke to Arlo Guthrie's daughter, who said, yeah, he'd like to do it, but not sure when he's going to come back from his tour. And so I reached out to Del McCurry's manager, and he said, yeah, we're going to do this. So they recorded it and put it on their CD. And the railroad made an amazing video of the recording, which is on their website, WPYR.com, the Del McCurry version, with archival footage from 1897. I didn't even know they had movies in 1897. But it's an amazing video. You can watch it.
And is that video, is there a link on that on your website?
Yeah, I think I have a link to that on my website.
Yes, you do, yeah. Which is laurencebaer.com, LaurenceBaer.com. So everybody should check that out. I think it's great that how you were able to get in touch with Arlo, all of these people that were connected to people like Del McClory and Arlo Guthrie. Was that hard to do?
You know, you got to dig a little bit, but they're real people. They have real offices, and there's a way to reach somebody if you want to find them.
Yeah, that's great. And so that song, The White Pass Railroad, is also part of the Across the Time Album of the Years project. And if you could talk a little bit more about that project, because this it's an album that features, it's a two CDs album, and it features 29 original songs. And Lawrence has a bunch of amazing musicians on this, so I'll let you tell more, but it's really a wonderful album.
Well, right. On my first CD, I sang and played a rhythm guitar and had some other folks who, embellished that. But for this CD, I wanted to try to do a more professional version. I don't consider myself a professional recording artist. So I had spent a year or so helping two fabulous guitarists, Lauren and Mark, in their tour, and we're good buddies. In fact, I saw them last night up in Lancaster, and they were kind enough to agree to help me with the CD and to do the guitar work for me. And also, I met a great vocalist from the Eastern Shore, a guy named Justin Pagreka, who agreed to do the vocals. So that was the basis for doing the CD. And we got some other kind of a who's who of acoustic music to agree to provide tracks for us. Rob Ikes is 15 years in a row the IBMA Dobro Player of the Year. Mike Mumford from Dirty Kitchen, who is the IBMA Banjo Player of the Year. Shelby Eicher, who is Roy Clark's fiddle player for 15 years, including 10 years on Hee Haw. And his son, Isaac Eicher, who is a killer mandolin player. At the age of 16, he was the national mandolin champion. Now he's touring with Rebecca Fraser. Richard Smith, who was the national finger-picking champion and has been playing for years with Tommy Emmanuel. And then Ricky Timkins, who a lot of the folks in the region know, toured with Emmylou Harris. He was Tony Rice's fiddle player. So those are the folks who are on the CD together.
An all-star cast, truly. I mean, really. And actually this album, I think it was, didn't it win a Washington Area Music Association Award?
Well, it was nominated,
for
Bluegrass CD of the Year.
Yes, and that was last year, I believe.
Yep.
So, anyway, it's a wonderful album. Definitely check this out. Go to Lawrence's site and check that out. And it's also, like you said, I think it's also on, is it available through CD Baby or something like that, or is it just?
Yeah, I publish it through CD Baby, and so that means you can buy it on Amazon or anywhere else, iTunes, I guess.
Exactly.
And you can hear the whole thing on my website without even having to buy it. But
there you go. Which is
there
just
go.
Going to
yep.
LawrenceFayer.com. So I would definitely go there first. Well, why don't we play the song White Pass Railroad since we've been talking about it. I have it right here in the open stage jukebox all ready to go. So, so since you've already told us all about it and we've given a good intro to it, let's hear White Pass Railroad from Lawrence Bayer on the open stage.
Skookum Jim found gold in Bonanza Creek in 1896. Within a year, the Seattle Post screamed, gold, 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 get rich. 100,000 miners headed north to Alaska to brave the ice and cold. But more got paid by the White Pass Line than those who ever found gold. In 97, the only way inland was to climb up Chilcoot Pass. Each miner had to carry up a ton of supplies before the Mounties would let them pass. Sir Thomas Tancred and old Michael Heaney shook hands in the Skagway Bar to build them a railroad and send off the miners in the seat of a railway car. It took 30,000 workers and £1 million of powder just to lay 100 miles track. 35 men and 3,000 horses went to work and never came back. Rising more than half a mile through the mountains and glaciers, bringing back those sacks of gold. That shiny steam engine and the narrow gauge cars of the White Pass Railroad. Workers swung from ropes on cold granite mountains as they built them a wooden bridge and blasted off sections of solid rock walls, carving tunnels through the ridge. The thunder and the roar would echo through the valleys as the sides of those mountains fell. Heaney cried out, give me dynamite enough, I'll build a track from here to hell. It took 30,000 workers and £1 million of powder just to lay 100 mile track. 35 men and 3,000 horses went to work and never came back. Rising more than half a mile through the mountains and glaciers, bringing back those sacks of gold. That shiny steam engine and the narrow gauge cars of the White Pass Railroad. Thank you. but the rail still runs there. You can ride between the cars, watch eagles fly as you roll past Moose and Bear. A majestic sight, but just hold on tight when that bridge creaks neath your weight. Your heart in awe at what the miners saw in the days of 98. It took 30,000 workers and 1,000,000 pounds of powder just to lay 100 mile track. 35 men and 3,000 horses went to work and never came back. Rising more than half a mile through the mountains and glaciers, bringing back those sacks of gold. That shiny steam engine and the narrow gauge cars of the White Pass Railroad. That shiny steam engine and the narrow gauge cars of the White Pass Railroad.
Wonderful song, White Pass Railroad by Lawrence Bayer, and this is off his latest album. It's called Across the Time, the Album of the Year's Project, and it's a double CD featuring who's who of wonderful musicians that Lawrence mentioned before the song, including the guitarist Lauren Berger and Mark. I may mispronounce the last name, but you just called them Lauren and Mark. Mask and Garb. And others, Rob Ickes, did I say that right? Mike Mumford.
Rob Ickes.
Shelby and Isaac Eicher and Richard Smith and, of course, Ricky Simpkins. It's a great album. I want to actually play a couple more songs before we run out of time. We've got about 10 minutes left. Lawrence, what would you like to hear next? We've got "I'm Chasing After a Dream" and "When the Fiddles Start to Play."
Well, you can do it in that order. I thought those songs could showcase some of the various artists. Rob played
yes.
a great dobro in that last song. "I'm Chasing After the Dream" includes both Shelby on violin and Isaac on mandolin, and also Mike Mumford on banjo. So I think that's a great one. And then. The last one features Ricky Simpkins, so go for it.
So what, very quickly, what inspired "I'm Chasing After a Dream"? Sometimes I like to ask what inspires a particular song.
Well, you know, we all have dreams in our lives. We all have things that we feel like we want to accomplish. And I know in my life there's things that I've been working for, and I kind of go after those. I feel, you know, unless you're doing something that you feel, you know, a burning desire to accomplish in your life, you're kind of wasting your time. So that's kind of the idea behind the song.
And, okay, well, and you said this features Mike Mumford on banjo and who else
yep.
is that?
Isaac Eicher on mandolin, and then Shelby Eicher on violin, and, of course, Lauren and Mark on guitar.
Yes. So "I'm Chasing After a Dream" from Lawrence's latest album, and we're going to hear it right now on the open stage.
It's way too late for looking back. I've passed on every chance for in between. Heart won't move from its appointed track. I'm chasing after a dream. Like the day when we first met, though it was an angel I had seen. Just one kiss and my course was set. I'm chasing after a dream. And though I never saw it coming, still my dream found me. Over time, my way became clear. Like the trail up that mountain, I'm gonna climb or die trying. My dream is the reason I'm here. If I can't do this, then who will? No one else has traveled to where I have been. This is a challenge that I must fulfill. I'm chasing after a dream. Thank you. though I never saw it coming, still my dream found me. Over time, my way became clear. Like the trail up that mountain, gonna climb or die trying. My dream is the reason I'm here. Through the fog, it's what I see. Shining like a lighthouse with a brilliant beam. I know for certain that my dream needs me. I'm chasing after a dream. I know for certain that my dream needs me. I'm chasing after a dream.
After a Dream, wonderful song from Lawrence Bayer, and that is from his latest album, Across Time, the Album of the Year's project. And I just want to let everybody know that Lawrence did win a gold in the MASC Awards this year from the Songwriters Association of Washington for the other song, White Pass Railroad. But all of these songs are wonderful on this CD, and Lawrence will be performing at the awards this Sunday, January 22nd, and that is at Jam and Java. And that starts at 6:30, goes till 11. It's in Vienna, Jam and Java, Vienna. For more specific event information, you go to saw.org, and then you can link to information on the event. You can get tickets at the door, and it's a little bit less for SAW members, but you can get it at the door, or you can still buy tickets in advance, and you can see Lawrence and many of the other winners perform at the gala. So that should be a lot of fun. And thanks again, Lawrence, for coming on the show this morning.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. And a couple of other things just to mention about Lawrence, in addition to the 33rd annual MASC contest and the other nomination, is two of the songs, I think, from this album, I believe, charted on internet radio for 14 weeks, reaching number 6 and 5 on the top indie charts. So that's pretty cool, too. So, Lawrence, we have one more song in the jukebox to go. And it's called When the Fiddles Start to Play. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that song?
Oh, this is just a fun song about a guy I think who'd probably be a Trump supporter, a young, maybe a middle-aged guy and his wife who are a small farmer and finally getting a chance to go out on a date. But what I really love is Ricky just killed it on the fiddle. He provided some tracks, and it just transforms the song. So I wanted to showcase that.
Yeah, I was going to say, was the song inspired by going to a jam? You know, like a bluegrass jam or something like that. But it actually sounds like it tells a nice story.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has experiences of going, you know, some small place where there's some great fiddlers and. It was just that kind of a feeling I wanted to convey.
Yeah, and as Lawrence mentioned, this does feature Ricky Simpkins, amazing, one of the most respected fiddle players in bluegrass, like you were saying. So it'll be really fun to listen to this song. And for information on Lawrence's album or any other information on him, just go to lawrencebayer.com. And for more information on the Songwriters Association of Washington and the Song Contest. And any songwriters listening, you can always enter for next year. And just stay tuned to saw.org to find out when you can do that. And attend the gala if you would like, because it's going to be a lot of fun, and Lawrence is going to be performing live. So for more information on that, you can go to saw.org. And right now, without further ado, Let's give a listen to When the Fiddles Start to Play. And Lawrence, thank you so much for being a guest on the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
This is Lawrence Fair, When the Fiddles Start to Play, right here on the Open Stage.
Mama, don't make no plans tonight. Got a few Jacksons, gonna spend them right. Ain't been out on the town since it snowed in May. Put your lipstick on, but don't take too long. Gotta get out on the floor before they sing that song. When the house is jumping and the fiddles start to play. The fence needs mending, but it can wait. Wanna take my one and only on a long lost date. I'll just fetch her in the morning if her cow decides to stray. Shake it loose tonight, you know it ain't no crime. Soon we'll be dancing and stomping in time. When the house is jumping and the fiddles start to play. When the fiddles start to play and the crowd goes wild, you gotta clap along and you can't help but smile. It brings back the warmth and the joys of yesterday. We can dance all night as the town stood still. It'd be so much fun, we could get our fill. When the house is jumping and the fiddles start to play. Together the day we met, love gets better the older we get. Let that sawdust fly, we're gonna kick and swing and sway. Honey, climb into my truck and slam that door. Tonight we're gonna be kids once more. When the house is jumping and the fiddles start to play. When the fiddles start to play and the crowd goes wild, you gotta clap along and you can't help but smile. It brings back the warmth and the joys of yesterday. We can dance all night as the town stood still. It'd be so much fun, we could get off it. When the house is jumping and the fiddles start to play. When the house is jumping and the fiddles start to play.
When the fiddles start to play, that's Lawrence Bayer on the Open Stage. And Lawrence, thanks again for joining us. And for more information on SAW, go to saw.org. For Lawrence's music, go to lawrencebayer.com. And hope to see you all Sunday at the gala. And definitely check out Lawrence's album online. Thanks again, Lawrence, for joining us. And thanks to everybody for listening.
Thanks, Michelle, and we'll see you Sunday night.
Okay, thanks, Lawrence. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.